the literature and the language of the Chaldeans. The king assigned them a daily portion of the food that the king ate and the wine that the king drank. They were to be educated for 3 years, and at the end of time, they were to stand before the king. Among these were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah of the tribes of Judah. And the chief of Anak gave them names. Daniel, he called them Belteshazzar. Hananiah, he called them Shadrach. Mishael, he called them Meshach. And Azariah, he called Abednego. But Daniel resolved that he would not defile himself with the king's food and with the wine that he drank. Therefore, he asked the chief of the Anak to allow him not to defile himself, and God gave Daniel favor and compassion in the sight of the chief Anak. And the chief of the Anak said to Daniel, "I fear my lord the king, who assigned your food and your drink. For why should he see that you were in worse condition than the youth who are in your own age? So he would endanger my head with the king." Then Daniel said to the steward whom the chief of the eunuchs has assigned over Daniel, Mishael, Hananiah, and Azariah, "Test your servant for 10 days. Let us be given vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then let our appearance and the appearance of the youth who eat the king's food be observed by you, and deal with your servants according to what you see." So he listened to them in this manner and tested them for 10 days. Verse number 14. May the good God bless the reading of his word. Indaba ende bazalwane. So uma semakhayeni, we have ukuthi ifunde. However, ngizozama ukuthi ngilethe nje kancane ihistorinyana ngalona mbhalo. Bazalwane, kula mavikanyana nje alandelayo, ngizofundisa encwadini kaDaniel. My aim kule ncwadi kaDaniel is to teach, ukufundisa ngempilo kaDaniel, si-relate impilo kaDaniel nenze impilo zethu silapha emhlabeni, simphilela uNkulunkulu. So namuhla umlayezo bazalwane, ngizawupha isihloko ngithi, living for God in an ungodly world. Living for God in an ungodly world. Ukuphilela uNkulunkulu ezweni elinganabo ubuNkulunkulu. So i-aim yam, brethren, akusiko really ukufundisa ibhuku likaDaniela as it is, verse by verse, chapter by chapter. No, i-aim yam bazalwane ukuba sifunde only ngempilo kaDaniela, just few things ngempilo kaDaniela. So namuhla I will do this as a sort of introduction to lena mpilo kaDaniela, nokuthi isiqondana ngayo kanjani thina as people for God living in an ungodly world. We have to agree it is an ungodly world, or unless then lento esikhulumako is not related to us. So bazalwane, ibhuku kaDaniela we find ukuthi it's a historical book and at the same time is a theological book. Kusho ukuthini lokho? Ibhuku elimlando ene ibhuku elimfundiso ngemigomo nangenkambo kaNkulunkulu. So ngizacela nje kuletha umlandwanyana omncane ngisibonakalise ukuthi la sikhona khona sifike kanjani in this book of Daniel. Bantwana bakaNkulunkulu bafika kanjani in this book of Daniel? Thina sirelate kanjani in this situation la bantwana bakaNkulunkulu bakhona khona? So bazalwane, in the beginning, after God created man, siyazi uNkulunkulu wadala umuntu, wamnika umyalo. Umuntu bazalwane, we find ukuthi umuntu wawuphula umyalo kaNkulunkulu. And siyathola encwadini kaGenesis chapter number 3, uNkulunkulu ehla ukuba azotshela umuntu ukuba uphulile umyalo. But at the same time, sibona uNkulunkulu bazalwane wenza isithembiso sokuthi uza kukhulula umuntu esonweni. UNkulunkulu wenza isithembiso sokukhulula abantu esonweni. But then siyabona ekhambeni bazalwane from Genesis chapter number 4 sibona ububi buyambuleka emisebenzini yabantu abaphila emhlabeni. Ku Genesis chapter number 4 sibona uAbel ubulawa uKain ngenxa yemphumela wesono esenziwe uyise nonina. So umsono siba nemphumela abantu baqala ke bazalwane baba nokona. So sibona i-division phakathi kwabantu. Sibona apho kunabantu abaqhubeka ngesono, sibona kunabantu uNkulunkulu abahlengayo ukuba bamphilele lapha emhlabeni. Sibona uAbel upresenta abantu abaphilela uNkulunkulu, sibona uKhayini upresenta abantu abangamphileli uNkulunkulu. Iyachubeka kanjalo lena ndaba bazalwane. Kuyahamba abantu bayona kakhulu phambi kaNkulunkulu, baba baningi laba abenza okubi nakunalaba abenza okuhle. Siyabona laba abenza okuhle bayaqala manje bahlanganyela nalaba abenza okubi. UNkulunkulu uyathukuthela emazwilini, uhlisa ulaka lwakhe, uyahlisela phezu kwabantu, bonke bayangcwala, bayafa ngesikhathi sikaNowa. UNkulunkulu usindisa uNowa nemndeni wakhe. Kodwa emva kwalokho bazalwa ngenxa yesono, sibona futhi again from chapter number 7 kuGenesis, iyaqala futhi again lento yabantu ukuthi abafuni ukulalela uNkulunkulu, abafuni ukuzwa lutho uNkulunkulu, bathanda ukuziphilela ngendlela abafuna ukuziphilela ngayo, indlela abazosifitha impilo zabo ngayo lapha emhlabeni. Sibona isono futhi siyaqala siyakhuphuka, yancipha futhi ngapha esayidini laba abamkhonzayo uNkulunkulu. Siyabona uNkulunkulu uyabajaja futhi abantu in the Tower of Babel. Uhlanganisa izilimi zabo, ubahlakaza umhlaba wonke. Sibona nakuhlakazekeni kwabo umhlaba wonke ke bazalwane. Sibona isono sikuchubeka kakhulu ngendlela emangalisayo. Sibona izizwe ziba ziningi, kodwa sibona uNkulunkulu ukhetha isizwe esithize ehlangothini ukuba simphilele. Sibona uNkulunkulu wenza isithembiso, ukhetha indoda ebizwa uAbraham. UNkulunkulu wenza isithembiso kuAbraham ukuthi uAbraham uzaba nguyise wesitshaba, isizwe esizawumkhonza uNkulunkulu. Siyabona isizwe leso bazalwane siyakhishwa eGibhithe labe sifaswe khona nguFaro. Siyaphuma lesizwe esizukulwane sikaAbraham, siyaphuma siya ezweni lesithembiso. Nangapha isono siyakhuphuka kulaba abangasibo bakaNkulunkulu. Kodwa bazalwane uma sibheka kulaba besizwe sikaNkulunkulu, sibona isono nakhona siya ngokukhuphuka, siyanda. Siyabona encwadini kaJoshua abantu manje abasamkhonzi uNkulunkulu, abantu manje sebasikhonzela izinto zabo abafuna ukuzikhonza, abantu manje sebahlanganyela nezinto zabantu bezizwe. Sibona uNkulunkulu uvusa laba ababizwa ukuthi amajaji encwadini yamajaji. UNkulunkulu usetha lena government yamajaji bazalwane ukwenzani? Ukuba at least azame ukwenza ukuthi bantu bazi ukuthi ukhona uNkulunkulu. Kodwa bazana siyabona ukuhlakazeka kwabantu ngenxa yesono. Siyabona ukuhlakazeka kwabantu emicondweni yabo ngenxa yesono, abantu baqhubeka esonweni. Sithola incwadi kaRuth ngenxa yesono sabantu ngapha endlini kaNkulunkulu. Sithola incwadi kaRuth ukuthi uNkulunkulu wenza futhi ukuthi kwangabi nokudla ezweni. Abantu baphuma baye ezizweni ukuthi bathole ukudla ngenxa yokuthi abantu abamlalelanga uNkulunkulu, bafuna ukufanana nezizwe ezinye. Siyabona bazalwane lehamba le history bazalwane, isono siyakhuphuka kakhulu ezweni. Abantu baphila ngendlela bafunayo, nebantwana bakaNkulunkulu abakhethiwe kanjalo baya ngokukhuphuka kancane bagcwala isono. Siyababona bazalwane encwadini kaSamuel, baphika uSamuel obizwe uNkulunkulu ukuba abahole naye njengejaji. Bathi abasafuni ukholwa uSamuel, bafuna ukholwa ngomunye umuntu, abasafuni ngamanye amagama ukholwa uNkulunkulu. Can you imagine bazalwane, siyisizwe sikaNkulunkulu sithi asisafuni ukuholwa uNkulunkulu, sifuna ukuholwa inkosi yasemhlabeni. So bacela uNkulunkulu ukuthi abaphe inkosi. Siyabona uNkulunkulu bapha inkosi, and then ekubapheni kwabo uNkulunkulu ukubapheni inkosi, sibabona bachubeka baba yisizwe esingafuni ukulalela uNkulunkulu. Nesono ngapha singakhohlwa bazalwane, laba bezizwa banganayo uNkulunkulu, isono sabo siyachubeka siyakhula lapha emhlabeni. Kodwa nangapha endlini kaNkulunkulu abantwana bakaNkulunkulu bayamphika uNkulunkulu njalo. Siyabona uNkulunkulu bazalwa ngenxa yezono zabo, emva kube nenkosi uDavide nabantwana bakhe ababa yinkosi, sibona uNkulunkulu udivider lona mbuso abaphile abantwana bakaNkulunkulu kabili, ubahlukanisa phakathi, kuba nesizwe esayidini elinye, kube nesizwe esayidini elinye phakathi kwalaba abantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Sibona isizwe esisodwa
or i kingdom eyodwa kulabo abantwana bakaNkulunkulu ichubeka mihla namalanga king after king baba yilabo abangabazi uNkulunkulu baphila esonweni sibona lesesinyi sizwe kancane kancane siba noNkulunkulu phinde singabi noNkulunkulu depending ukuthi inkosi ebusawe yipi kodwa bazwana ngibusa kuphi na uze ngikuphele history bantwana bakaNkulunkulu ekukhulekeni kwabo kangako ukuthi babe nesono baphile phambi kaNkulunkulu ngesono while uNkulunkulu azama ukuba abafundise njalo sithola bazana ukuthi bantwana bakaNkulunkulu bathathwa bayiswa endaweni yobugqili again bamikiswa endaweni yaseBhabhiloni lasikhona khona ke bazalwane sithola sisendaweni lapho inkosi yaseBhabhiloni uNebuchadnezzar uthumba isizwe sabantwana bakaNkulunkulu ngenxa yezono abazenza phambi koNkulunkulu lithi iBhayibheli kuverse number 2 uNkulunkulu wabanikela ezandleni zenkosi yaseBhabhiloni ngoba ababulandelanga umgomo kaNkulunkulu so sibathola bazalwane laba sikhona khona bahola inkosi yabo uJehoyakim ubufunda uverse number 1 kuDaniel lasikhona khona uJehoyakim lona bazalwane uyinkosi eholwa ngamanye amakhosi ebuswa ngamanye amakhosi hayi ebuswa uNkulunkulu sithola uJehoyakim uyinkosi ekhosele phansi kwenkosi yaseGibhithe so bazalwane ukhumbule ukuthi manje ngikutshela ukuthi lena yindlu kaNkulunkulu sibona ke manje lona mbuso omkhulu ongcolile oyizwe ovele ubuzo ukhonza uNkulunkulu bese uyasuka lona mbuso omkhulu uthatha indlu kaNkulunkulu yonke uyayithumba uyifaka phakathi kuwo baba faka igcilazweni manje naye inkosi yaseBhabhiloni eza nokungcola ukukhulu komhlaba wonke kuthatha abantwana bakaNkulunkulu bangena eBhabhiloni lasikhona khona baseBhabhiloni endaweni engcolile ngisho ukuthina endaweni engcolile bazalwane endaweni enganabo uNkulunkulu endaweni lapho uNkulunkulu angaziwa khona hayi ngoba angaziwa kuba ukhona while bamazi ukuthi ukhona kodwa bachubeka ezonweni zabo eBhabhiloni laba nabo ngonxa izono zabo ngokungafuni ukulalela uNkulunkulu ngokuholwa abaholi abangamazi uNkulunkulu sibathola manje baseBhabhiloni because baholwa ama leader angamazi uNkulunkulu ama leader aholwa ngamanye ama leader akulona mhlaba bazalwane it is good ukuthi si leader futhi sibe nama leader asiholayo kulona mhlaba kodwa bazalwane it is very important at the same time ukuthi sima leader sihola kulona mhlaba sibe sazi ukuthi the final word okufuna lisilawule is the word of God sithola uJehoyakim ongazange aqondisisa ukuthi the final word must be the word of God so bazalwane lasikhona khona ukuthi Daniel chapter number 1 sebathethwe ke baseBhabhiloni while bazalwane bathathwa baseBhabhiloni inkosi yaseBhabhiloni yabanikela isikhashanyana esincane ukuba uJehoyakim oyinkosi yabantwana bakaNkulunkulu abuse bantwana bakaNkulunkulu kodwa siyatshelwa bazalwane eBhayibhelini ukuthi uJehoyakim azange athembeka even enkosini yaseBhabhiloni eseyimphethe wazama ukuhlubuka enkosini yaseBhabhiloni kodwa bazalwane ukuhlubuka kwakhe ngifuna ukuqaphela ukuhlubuka kwenkosi kaJehoyakim ophethe abantwana bakaNkulunkulu ahlubuka eBhabhiloni uhlubuka nje akabalekeli kuNkulunkulu how can you run away from your enemies but still avoid to go to God ubaleka esitheni kodwa akabalekeli kuNkulunkulu lithi iBhayibheli inkosi yaseBhabhiloni yamthatha ke yamthumba for real ke manje yaqala ke manje yazenza uNkulunkulu ngaphezi kwabantwana bakaNkulunkulu sithola ukuthi bazalwane inkosi yaseBhabhiloni yathatha isizwe sakaNkulunkulu yaba ngathi yinkosi phezu kwabasizwe zikaNkulunkulu inkosi yaseBhabhiloni yathatha isizwe abantwana bakaNkulunkulu yazenza ngazuthi yona iwine impi ebeyilwa noNkulunkulu uqobo isitha lesi bazalwane ngizama ukuvezela sona remember ngize umbuso ongcolile manje zothethe umbuso kaNkulunkulu obophethwe uNkulunkulu kodwa abantu bawo bakhohlakele Nebuchadnezzar now is acting as if he had victory over God himself. Now funde incwadi of Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar uya endlini kaNkulunkulu, uthatha even the verses, izinto zokukhonza uNkulunkulu. He takes the vessels of the Holy God. Watata wa migisa e Babylon. This is Bible. Watata lezi ma vessel ka nkulunkulu. Wayo wa slanganisa na ma vessel wake. Akonza ngawa unkulunkulu bake. In other words, the enemy, ibona ngazuti, the vessels of God are unequal with the things of this world. Nge nga utpantana baka nkulunkulu. Abazange bamlalela unkulunkulu. So bazalana, we are introduced then. La kulesifundo sethu namuhla. Sithola umfana or indoda ebizwa igama layo ukuba uDaniela. UDaniela usizwe sabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, manje uphila esizweni esingamazi uNkulunkulu. That's why ngithi lesihloko sethu, living for God in an ungodly world. So the question ithi, can someone live for God in an ungodly world? Kumbule ukuthi ngapha bazalwane, uNkulunkulu akaziwa. Manje sibona inkosi yase Babylon ikhipha imiyalo bazalwane. Ikhipha imiyalo nezindlela ukuthi bantu bonke baphile ngakhona eBabylon. Kule miyalo yenza show ukuthi akukho ukuphilela uNkulunkulu. Kule miyalo bazalwane wenza show ukuthi akukho ichance encane yabantwana bakaNkulunkulu ukuba bamkhonze uNkulunkulu ngendlela ekhululekile. It sounds like the same world we live in today. Maybe sinasibuze imibuzo bazalwane. Ngabe le izwe esiphila kulo manje lilizwe elihlanzekile phambi kukaNkulunkulu na? Is this a godly world where we find ourselves in today? It's a question. Ngabe leli lizwe siphila kulo bazalwane, I see izwe la ma boyfriends ablala ma girlfriends and go free. Ngabe lezo siphila kulo bazalwane, I see lo izwe la uma uthi ukhuluma ngoNkulunkulu uba isitha sa everybody. Ngabe lezo siphila kulo bazalwane, si izwe elithatha abantwanyana abancane libenze izigqila. Ngabe lezo siphila kulo, ayisilo izwe elithatha abantwana abancane bamantombazana libenze ukungcola kuleli lizwe. Ngabe lezo siphila kulo kulizwe elihlanzekile na? Ngabe lizwe liphila kulo bazalwane, alibonakali lifanana njengalena picture engikuphe yona yaleli lizwe elingcolile loholwa uNebuchadnezzar oyisithombe sikaSathane actually in the Bible. Mhlawumbe ngilethe a little bit locally bazalwane. Ngilethe la kimi nawe. Ngabe Oliven le is a godly place na? Ngabe umuntu la Oliven la uphilela uNkulunkulu na? Ngabe la Oliven akuna zono abantu abaphila kuzo ezibafasile na? Ngabe la Oliven asibaboni abantu abagcilazwe utshwala, abafazi namadoda. Day in and day out. Ngabe la Oliven asibabona abantwana bethu be youth abafana abagcilaza ama drugs inyawupe? Ngabe asibabona amantombazana wethu amancane asazinikele ebantwini abadala? Ngabe sikuboni kulele lizwe siphila kulo na? Ngabe leli lizwe esikulo today, lo mhlaba esikuwo, ngabe lena ndawo yethu elocally le iOliven is a godly place now? So do you see ukuthi bazalwane, based on the teachings bangikupha zona from few days back encwadini kaJohn, last week sithi ze uma ungumntwana kaNkulunkulu, there are effects of this new birth in our life. Kunembonakaliso kuba umuntu ozalwe kaNkulunkulu uphila kanjani. So bazalwane, it is easy ukuthi sikhume ukuthi kunembonakaliso. Ongabe kuyenzeka na, ungakhona na ukuphilela uNkulunkulu ezweni elingcolile ngalena ndlela? Sibona la uDaniel bazalwane ku chapter number 1 uba ngumuntu ophikisana ne-challenge inkosi yaseBabylon eyilethayo. Inkosi yaseBabylon bazalwane iletha izimfundiso ezihlukile ebantwini bakaNkulunkulu. Iletha indlela yokuphila ehlukile ebantwini bakaNkulunkulu. Iletha indlela yokukhonza ehlukile ebantwini bakaNkulunkulu. Ngabe la kulomhlaba esiphila kuwo akusinjalo? Ngabe ukungcola akukho bazalwane kulo mhlaba esiphila ku? Ngabe akukho ama system amasha alethwayo ukukhonza kulo mhlaba esiphila ku? ngabe bazalwane bonke laba basibiza ukuthi babazalwane abaholayo izindlu kaNkulunkulu bangabazalwane ngokuqobo na besinganasonto manje la extension 24 now simuviwe sila extension 13 simuviwe ngayiphi indlela extension 24 azange kusuka isonto elinye elizibiza abazalwane lafike lathatha indawo yethu ngoba nathi ngesingayenza bona bayi 100 sinesi 3 ngabe that quack elapha ayishumayeli today imile ibiza uNkulunkulu njengathi. So what is the difference? So Daniel finds himself in a very similar, or we find ourselves, let me put it that way, in a very similar situation where Daniel finds himself. Ngenxa yabantwana bakaNkulunkulu abangazange bafuna ukulalela uNkulunkulu nangenxa yesono esibhebhethelayo emhlabeni. Now you find yourself standing in the midst, phakathi kokungola. So manje the easiest thing, bazalwane, is to conform to the standard of the world. Into elula ukuthi nawe ufanane nalabo bezo ukuze ukwazi ukuqhubeka. We see, bazalwane, encwadini kaDaniel, uma inkosi iassigna this food ukuthi abantu funa bakudle, funa abantu bangasamkhonza uNkulunkulu, bakhonze ngendlela yena afuna ngakhona. We see the multitude of people who are supposed to be called the children of God. We see them conforming to the standard of the king. Sibabona bavumelana nenkosi, bayekela uNkulunkulu, bangena benza lokho inkosi ethi bambakwenze, okungavunywa uNkulunkulu. We see a picture of children of God conforming to the standard of the world. But bazalwane, at the same time, sithola uDaniela owenza isinqumo. LeBhayibheli isitshela kuverse number 8 and 9. Ithi Daniel made up his mind. Daniel decided in his heart to please God. Daniel decided in his own heart to live for God. Siyathola bazalwane ukuthi the same people laba uDaniel aphila nabo, they didn't care. They were not concerned ukuthi izinto ziyatshintsha. Bazalwane, you need to be concerned ngempilo yakho noNkulunkulu. Just like uDaniel was concerned how to live for God even in an ungodly world. Just like Jesus Christ asked bazalwane in his prayer, he says in his prayer, we are not of this world, although we are in this world. Ngamini magama, the fact that we live among wicked people does not have to make us wicked like the world. Uma sihlala phakathi kwabantu abangcolile akusho ukuthi nathi sifuna sibonakale njengabantu abangcolile. Uma sihlala phakathi kwabantu abalahlekile, it doesn't mean ukuthi nathi sifuna siphile njengabantu abalahlekile abangamazi uNkulunkulu. Daniel proved that. But it's totally the same people, bazalwane, our conformity to the standard of the world. Laba uDaniel afakwe nabo lapha eBabylon. Sibathola bathi by the rivers of Babylon, we sat and we cried. We remembered Zion. We took our harps and we hanged them in the willow. Bathi bazalwane, ngasemfuleni waseBhabhela sahlala khona sakhala, sikhumbula iSiyoni. Sathatha lokho esikusebenzisa kwama-instrument wethu womculo sawaphanyeka emnyezaneni. The only thing engizwayo bakhuluma ngabo ngayo, this multitude of people bakhuluma ngeconcern abanayo nje ukuthi thina sahlala eBabylon sikhala sikhumbula iSiyoni, sathatha amahab wethu aphanyeka emnyezaneni. Labo abasithumbile basicela ukuba sibaculele iculo laseSiyoni. Siyolicula kanjani iculo lenkosi ezweni lokugcina na? That is the concern. How are we going to sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? What happened about how can we live for God in a foreign land? The only concern, ekhona, we just want to sing for God in a foreign land. Music becoming the most prominent thing. But I want to pull it, that's what pleases God. The same God of Eliah in the book of Amos chapter 5. Ati nkatele mikulo yenu. Niangrasela mikulo yenu. Instead of living godly, you think you must sing for me. But bazalwane, ngunika I picture yabantu ababili la. basendlini kaNkulunkulu, abanye bakhalela ukucula, uDaniel ukhalela ukuphilela uNkulunkulu. Uverse number 9 ithi Daniel made up his mind to live for God in an ungodly world. While by abanye bakhala ukuthi sesingishwe ithuba lokucula, Daniel says, mine ngeke ngancishwa ithuba lokuphilela uNkulunkulu. They changed my name. UDaniel bamtshintsha igama lakhe. But they cannot change my nature. Wayengumntwana kaNkulunkulu, a child of the covenant. He had a new life. He had a new heart. He was a child of God with a new spirit, with a new character. Somebody who lives for God, who has faith and trust in God. So now Daniel is teaching us, brethren, how to sing a Lord's song in a foreign land. Is to live for God in an ungodly world. Number one, inkosi ithi, they have to teach them new things. Into sitholayo bazalwane, they must be taught something new. Inkosi ifuna bafundiswe new literatures. Inkosi ifuna benzeni, bashintshe the way of life. That is what the enemy wants. He wants to teach you something new so that you conform to the world. So ufuna nifundiswe into entsha kuze nifanane nabeze. Uma boku kunamuhla bazolana, le nkosi beyingenza njani? It's simple. Bekazawenza show ukuthi the word of God is removed from the pulpit. Ngamanye amagama, people must stand in a pulpit and compromise the word of God. Ngamanye amagama, people must stand in a pulpit and open the Bible but preach nothing from the Bible. Why? So that they learn new things. So that they waste too much time bafunda books of this world. Ezabenza ba understand the life of this world rather than reading the book of God. He wanted them to read new literatures. But bazalwane, there is something uDaniel ayilwelayo and ilwela more than anything. You can let me read new literatures, you can let me do whatever you want to do. But lapho uDaniel abamfostela khona ukuthi abadle ukudla okuzongcolisa umzimba wabo, yilapho uDaniel aphakama khona. He says, I will not eat food that will defy my body. Kusho ukuthini ngithi namhlanje bazalwane? What is our food today? It is written, we don't live only by bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God. So inkosi ithi abadle. Lesikhathi ikhuluma okunye ithi fundani loka. Daniel was not much concerned. But when it came to the time of the word of God, ngithi today, Daniel was concerned. Little Bible mufunda ku verse number 15 of this. Labo abadla the food of this world. Ku verse number 15 mufunda. Lithi baba weaker in the body than uDaniel ongazange adla the food of this world. That was the aim and the strategy of Nebuchadnezzar. So that they eat the food of this world and become like the children of this world. Because, brother, there is a difference between the children of God and the children of this world. But to make them equal, give them the same food. And that must be the food of this world. So, Daniel, brother, was very concerned. Now, what's going to add the food that we have to soft. What does it tell us today? What is our food today? The word of God. If it was today, the enemy, the devil himself, he was going to say, let there be poor preaching. Let the people have no time to study the word of God. In the tingeka oileyo, phela abangashinyelwa kahle, abangasitholi isikhathi sokufunda izwi likaNkulunkulu. Soften their food and give them a strict and new diet. But we are told, bazalwane, Daniel made up his mind. We need to make up our own mind if we want to be the children of God living in this ungodly world. It doesn't mean everything that comes, it is good for us. It was frustrating enough, bazalwane, kubona the whole children of God conforming to the world. But one man took a stand. And bazalwane, lesikhathi athatha stand, ema. Athi mina, I believe what I believe. I stand for the God that saved me. The same God that created me. The same God that promised to deliver me. I stand for Him. Kwaba nabanye abayi-three abamjoyinayo in this thing. You're always not alone. You will never walk alone. God does always have a remnant of people set apart for Him. Bakhona labo bakhethiwe inkosi abazayiphilela inkosi. The question is, ngabe mina ngomunye wabo na? While living in an ungodly world. So siyambona uDaniel abazalwane. He becomes the perfect example for us while we live in this world. You are told Daniel made up his mind. I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of the promise. I'm a child of the covenant. They might have taken everything from us. They might have brought down the house of God. But I will stand for God. That's another thing, bazalwane. A very frustrating. Enziwa yilaba bantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Before uNebuchadnezzar arabathatha. Baqhubeka ezonweni zabo day in and day out. UNkulunkulu abatshela ukuthi they must stop. You know what was their boasting? Yazi bazalwane bebathembeni. Bathi umprofethi nakhuluma abatshela ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzaba mix eBabylon. Bathi uNkulunkulu will never abandon his house and let a foreign king take over his temple. But never. As long as we have the temple of God, we are in the sight of the Lord. Today, as long as we are not cool, God is on our side. But they continued in their lawlessness. They continued in their sins. They never listened to the word of God. But they only claim, as long as we've got the temple, it boosting, as long. And what they only did, they only sacrificed day in and day out. But Mary, I'm a sacrifice the Zulu. But she says in purple, going to God, just like us, we're flocking each and every day to our own little churches. La paso kipa kona, siyanigela, siyatuminza, sacrifice, sacrifice. Another sacrifice we like the most, which is good. They like to pray. We stand and pray for too long and have all night prayer, convinced that God is on our side while continue living in our own sins. But as long as I go to church, I can continue my sin. And then God, verse number 2, gave them over to Nebuchadnezzar. You cannot boast about a church. You need to boast about your life that you live for God. They boasted about the church. But then they were taken to Babylon. And the house of God was destroyed by a foreign king. Because people lived like the world. Bazalwane, the fact that we are in the world, it doesn't mean God accepts that we live like the world. We must make up our minds. Pusoktin to make up our minds. Daniel made up his mind. Ngamamagama, he was determined, bazalwane. Wanquma enhlizweni yakhe ukumdumisa uNkulunkulu. I determined to please God. He was committed to live for God. Halela Romans chapter number 12, verse number 1 and 2. Because, bazalwane, we know that a life that is lived for God is a life that glorifies God. Halela, Apostle Paul is speaking to us. Daniel lives la e Babylon as if he knows Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, I appeal to you. Nyanenga, bazalwane. Ngomusa kaNkulunkulu. Sondezani imizimba yenu njengemihlabelo kuNkulunkulu eyingwele nevumelekile phambi kaNkulunkulu. Ibe ngokudumisa kwenu kukamoya imizimba yenu. Verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world. Aningabi labo abaconforma and take the standards of this world. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That by the testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Ngiyanqenga bazalwane, by the mercies of God. Ubhalele bazalwane that lives in the world. And bazalwane la the province of Rome. Peter calls it Babylon. When you read the books of Peter, he calls this place, it was like a Babylon. That's where lawlessness, sin, people, they lived in that place. But they were children of God living in the place. Holy children of God. And umpostle ababhalela ukuthi ngiyanicucuzela qhubekani njalo kulabo abaqhubeka kunini esenilahlekayo endleleni. I appeal to you, ngiyanincenga, ngiyanincengisisa again and again, nikelani imizimba yenu kube yithempeli elihle nelivumelekile phambi kaNkulu. Ungahambi ulahlekela nje umzimba wakho each and every place where you think you might do. Live for God. That is the life that Daniel lived. He had to approach the difficult things of this world. Inkosi enkulu kuleso sikhathi bazalwa. If you read history of Nebuchadnezzar, no king can be compared to Nebuchadnezzar. No president in this world can be compared. He was vicious, lawless man. Indoda be promoter isono each and every day, just like today. It is right now ukuthi indoda ufuna ishade nendoda, right? So right. Umfazi ufuna ishade nomfazi mos in this world. But uthi, do not be conformed to the standard of this world. Impilo kaDaniela must be an example to us. He refused the food. Can we refuse what the world is offering to us? He chose to eat vegetables and water. Funda kahle sihlobo sami. Lithi wakhetha ukudla ama vegetable namanzi. While his kinsmen, labaphila nabo abafika bebadla inyama each and every day, uDaniela wadla ama vegetable namanzi. Can you believe it? A Christian deciding, I'd rather be poor, I'd rather have nothing, but if I have Jesus. That is an example for us. That's why I just want to speak about the life of Daniel, not really the theological depths of the book of Daniel. He refused the food that will make him ungodly. He checked carefully the food that was given to him. He knew this food was not right. Do we check our strict diet also? Do we check the things that we listen to? Do we check the things that comes out of our own mouth? Or else, Pila, in a world, lasi da kona, ma spiritual McDonald's. Nabani McDonald's, good also McDonald's, gumnant, but it's not healthy. Many people who eat that food become fat and unhealthy. Nasizweni, ezintweni zikamoya kunjalo. Una spiritual McDonald's. You just take junk, you just take junk. You listen to quacks that speaks as if they're speaking the word of God, just like these things that's happening around here. But can you live for God? In the world, but not of the world. So whether or not we should know these things, that the devil is pulling the same strategies today. He wants us not to know God. He wants to remove the word of God from the pulpits. He wants to remove your obedience. But we have a perfect example. Not just Daniel, but Jesus Christ himself, our God, who lived a perfect life before this world, who now we look upon and live, who now is in our example for life, and he also gives us the life to live, so that we are found perfect before God at the end of the day. Because that's the goal, bazalwane. The goal of Daniel was good. Atholakale amuhle phambi kaNkulunkulu. Doesn't matter what the world says, as long as umuhle phambi kaNkulunkulu. That was Daniel's goal. That should be our goal. We are saved by Christ. If we can live for Christ, we just live for Christ to please Christ. That's all we can do. Because we are saved by grace. Unkulunkulu sindisile out of many other people. Angabe basindisile, but he chose to choose you. So can we live for God? Even in an ungodly world. UDaniel bazalwane understood what does 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5 says. But the special Thessalonians chapter 5 says in verse 22, it says, abstain from all form or appearance of evil. Daniel Bazalwane, he understood what is written in the book, in the epistle to Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17, now 14 to 17, what does it say? There is enmity, kunobutha bazalwane, between the world and the house of God. There should be a difference. The difference that we live, the difference that we profess with our own mouth or confess with our own mouth. There is no partnership between lawlessness and righteousness. There is no fellowship between the light and darkness. There is no friendship between Christ and the devil. And there is no agreement between the house of God and idols. There is no agreement. But how can that be? There is a difference. Only if there can be a Daniel who lives for God while other people doesn't want to live for God. That is the only time that there is a difference. That is the only time that what does it mean? It means a different life, different things, because there is no partnership between the devil and Christ Jesus. Regardless of where we are. Doesn't matter what is in Megupi. Doesn't matter, bazalwane. It can be so ungodly, but we still remain the children of God if we were saved by God. Daniel was a faithful man, bazalwane. He lived a holy life before God. Umufunda Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 14. Now figure card. It puts Daniel in the same level with Noah and Job. They say Daniel, Noah, and Job were faithful and holy people before God. Can you imagine Daniel living in such a strange world? But now Ezekiel, who says he was as noble as Noah was, he was as righteous as Job was. Can you find righteous people, people living for God, desiring to live for God in an ungodly world? Yes, we are saved by God. We know the power of salvation. It separates us from sin. It keeps us as the children of God. So, it is the desire of our hearts. The only thing that is eliminated is the desire of our hearts. Daniel Bazalani, question it. Wakhona njani ukuphilela uNkulunkulu ezweni elingcolileko na? Answer lapho is just 3 lines, and I'm out of your way. 3 lines. Number one, Daniel was a man who was prayerful. UDaniel bokuyindoda ehlalise emkhuleko njalo. When we read the book of Daniel, we find Daniel in every little decision ofuneka ayenze, he prayed. Even when there was no decision to make, he was a prayerful man. We find him praying 3 times a day, opening his window, facing Jerusalem, remembering the house of God in a good way. He remembers where he used to play. Even as when lebhila ukhumbula indlu labekathandaza khona, and he does the same way while abali bakhumbula only uthi, we used to sing in the house of God. Now we can't sing. We put our harps in the willows. We cry in Babylon. But Daniel says, no, I will pray in Babylon. Daniel prayed. He was a prayerful man, brothers and sisters. Number two, Daniel was a man full of faith. To live for God in an ungodly world, you must be a man of faith. Daniel was a man who loved to read the word of God. We find him, when we start chapter number 2, Zombon, each and every time we find Daniel opening the word of God. This word of God speaks to him. He opens it up each and every day. It speaks to him. He understands. The word of God today is the It is the word of God that sanctifies us. John 17. Utunkulunkulu, sanctify them through your word, says Jesus Christ. Kushokini 25. Make them holy day by day. Let them be prepared for my coming by the reading of your word, by the preaching of your true word. Daniel lived in prayer as a man of faith, and he studied the word of God. That was Daniel for you, and that can be you, that can be me even today. The word of God is the pillar. Prayer is the pillar. Have faith in God. Trust in the Lord. Depend in the Lord. You are a believer. Live a life that is worthy of God. Stop trying to be a center of your own life. Stop trying to please yourself. You've got a God to please. Stop trying to live for yourself like everybody else. Live for God. Why? You are purchased by a price, a very special price. The blood of Jesus Christ purchased us from our sins. So can we live for God? Is there a motivation? Angithi aniphilele uNkulunkulu. But be motivated. Bazalwane, mina, I walk. I don't stay like Olivet, but I walk at Olivet. To me, it is not a godly place. But there can be godly people. There can be Daniels even this day. So to whosoever among us who desire to live for God, he must be a man of prayer. He must be a man of the word. It doesn't mean with now, oh, the only thing we must just pray and the word of God. Daniel had communion with his brother. He had four other brothers with him that were in the same mind. So we need to come together and communicate these things of God together. Daniel was not a lone runner. He was always in a group of Christians, as four as they were among the thousands, but they always came together and prayed. So whosoever wants to live for God, if you desire to please God, prayer, fellowship, the word of God, be a man of faith or a woman of faith. But now, that is why this is for the Christians. Because the non-Christians, brethren, they can't live for God. They are not of God. But there is hope. If you are not of God, you can call upon the name of Christ and be one of Christ by believing in Christ and live a life for Christ, depending in Christ. May the good God bless us as we think of these things, as we survey and look at the life of Daniel, as we see the plans of Nebuchadnezzar trying to defile the house of God. But one man purposed in his heart. He made up his mind. I am a child of God. Let us be those that live for God. Let us not forget who we are. And 2 seconds later, they find themselves in Babylon. Do we live for God? We can live for God even more and more. Amen.